IVM.
Hello, welcome to The Origin of Things, or TOOT for short. A short format podcast where I give you the origins, the backstories, slightly dramatized but 100% true, of things that you know, love and use. I reveal what I'm talking about only at the very end, keeping you, the listener, guessing. Or so I hope. In the first two seasons, I've taken you through the stories that have led to some of your favorite brands and the unlikely stories and accidents that got us there. If there's a lesson from this podcast, let it be that great things can come from the most unexpected of places and even some mistakes. This season, however, I'm doing something different and focusing on music, the stories behind some of the most iconic songs that have ever existed. I am your host, Deepak Gopalakrishnan, or as the world calls me, Chuck. The origins of that for another day. Let's move on to today's story. Sometimes a song is assured its place in history because it's a great song, like many of those whose stories I've taken you through. Then there are some other songs that are destined to be remembered, not necessarily because of the quality of the music, though that obviously helps, but because it's symbolic. The song Wind of Change, for example, by the German rock band The Scorpions, is one such. It's a lovely song, but it will always be associated as the song of the Berlin Wall falling. In fact, there are conspiracy theories saying that this song was actually written by the CIA and used as propaganda. There's an entire podcast exploring this. Today's song is about one such song. A good tune, yes, but something that had a larger meaning. Let's get into this. I could say that this is a song that changed music history, but that would be overstating its individual contribution. It's more accurate to say that this song started something new, and the world of music would never be the same again. And to think, it just took 1 hour to write. That's less than the time it took to write this episode. Yes, Trevor, Jeff, and Bruce formed their band in 1977 and wrote this. According to Trevor, inspiration came from a short story by James Ballard called The Sound Sweep. The story involved a mute boy vacuuming up stray music in a world without music. He felt that technology might mean record executives didn't need musicians anymore and they'd have computers in the basement and manufacture artists. Well, not exactly how things turned out, but not completely untrue either. Anyway, the band was enthusiastic about the song, but record labels weren't, and it was rejected multiple times. Finally, someone decided to back the band, and the rest was history. The official video on YouTube has 42 million views. On Spotify, it has 228 million streams at the time of writing. But all that is today. When it was released back in 1979, it was a massive hit. It entered the charts both sides of the Atlantic favorably. It was certified gold by the British phonographic industry for UK sales of 500,000. It was number one in France, Japan, and was either gold or platinum certified in Austria, Ireland, Sweden, Switzerland, and in Australia. It not just reached number one, but for 27 years, it actually held the country's record for best-selling single. And here's the thing, all this happened before what it's most famous for. The true legacy of this song I'm talking about today happened 2 years after its release. A media executive called Robert W. Pittman was experimenting with a new format for WNBC in New York and wanted to expand on the idea. Once this idea was expanded, it wasn't just a novelty. It would change the way music was consumed and in some cases, even the way music was made. It cemented the legacies of artists like Michael Jackson, Madonna, and Duran Duran. It introduced new music and genres to all kinds of audiences and indeed was a symbol of the carefree, music-loving teenage years of the 1980s in the West before, of course, making its way to several shores, including ours. I am, of course, talking about the channel that started life as Music Television, MTV. On August 1, 1981, at 12:01 a.m. Eastern Time in the US, MTV, aka Music Television, was launched. The channel's EVP, John Lack, would say, "Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll." This played over the footage of the first space shuttle launch, countdown of the Columbia, and the launch of the Apollo 11. just seconds after, would come the song written by Trevor, Jeff and Bruce. The first song ever played on MTV. It would also be the millionth song ever played on the channel in February 2000. Robert Pittman, the executive I mentioned above, wanted to make an aspirational statement to start the new network. And what better way to start it than by saying, this is the new way music is going to be consumed. This signals a paradigm shift. Video. Video is going to be the new thing, not radio. So it made sense that the first ever video to be aired on MTV would be the most popular song the Buggles would ever write and perform. Video killed the radio star. See you next week with another episode from The Origin of Things. If you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM network. You can listen to us and all our shows on the IVM Podcast app or ivmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on social media. We are at IVM Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to reach out to me, that's Chuck_Gopal on Twitter and Chuck of All Trades on Instagram. All links in the show notes of this episode. See you next week.